This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House on Monday. It was their first face-to-face talk since Scholz assumed power in December. In a joint press conference afterward, President Biden warned that if Russia invades Ukraine, there will be no Nord Stream 2. That's Europe's most divisive energy project. Nord Stream 2 is designed by Russian energy giant Gazprom and is meant to double the amount of gas flowing from Russia straight to Germany. President Biden was also asked what he thinks President Putin will do in these days ahead.
I don't know that he knows what he's going to do. And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating, and he would pay a heavy price.
French President Emmanuel Macron held talks in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. At a news conference after the meetings, Macron said during the talks with the Russian counterpart, he had found points of convergence over the Ukraine crisis, even while differences remained. Macron is trying to curb the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin had said ahead of the talks that it did not expect any immediate resolution of its stalemate with the West. Moscow has deployed more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border with Russia and in its ally, Belarus, with the West fearing that Putin could at any time order an invasion of Moscow's one-time Soviet republic. France, United States, and their NATO allies have rejected Moscow's demand that they rule out possible Ukraine membership in the Western military alliance formed after World War II. This is VOA News.